Mary Newell De Palma is the author and illustrator of three children's books, The Strange Egg, A Whimsical Tale of Wonder, Curiosity, and Friendship, A Grand Old Tree, A Simple and Beautiful Tale About Life Itself, and The Nutcracker Doll, based on the true story of her daughter Kepley's role in the Boston Ballet Nutcracker. Mary has also illustrated more than a dozen books for other authors. She loves to draw, and she thinks she has drawn just about everything, including eyeballs, cans of shrimp, mice, matchsticks, and dogs in swimsuits. When she is not drawing, she likes to look for frogs in her garden in Boston, Massachusetts.
Hi, this is Mary Newell De Palma. My job is to write stories and draw pictures for them. This story I wrote is called A Grand Old Tree. Can you imagine a grand old tree? Maybe there's a great big tree near you, and you can draw a picture of it. I'll read you the story, and then maybe you can go to the library and check it out and see what my tree looks like. A Grand Old Tree by Mary Newell De Palma. Once there was a grand old tree. Her roots sank deep into the earth. Her arms reached high into the sky. She was home to many creatures. Birds nested among her branches. Squirrels scurried through her leaves. Caterpillars and ladybugs crawled about. The grand old tree flowered, bore fruit, and sowed seeds. She had many children. They changed the landscape for miles around. Perhaps even farther than the old tree knew. The grand old tree lived a long, long time. She basked in the sun and bathed in the rain, swayed in the breeze and danced in the wind. She grew and shed many millions of leaves. At last, the grand old tree was very, very old. Her branches no longer swayed and danced, but cracked and snapped in the wind. Finally she fell, and snow gently covered her. The old tree died. She no longer flowered, bore fruit, or sowed seeds, but she was still home to many creatures. Raccoons nested in her trunk. Centipedes crawled along her branches, and lichen grew on her bark. The grand old tree slowly crumbled. She became part of the earth. Today, the roots of her grandchildren sink deep into this earth. Their arms reach high into the sky. They are home to many creatures, just like the grand old tree. I wrote a story called The Nutcracker Doll. It's a true story. When my daughter was 8 years old and she was in the third grade, she danced in a real ballet. The ballet was called The Nutcracker. The book is much better when you can see the picture, so you should run on down to the library and check out a copy of it. I'll read it now and you can imagine it. Maybe you've been in a ballet or you take ballet lessons. There are lots of really good stories about kids that do exciting things at the library. The Nutcracker Doll by Mary Newell De Palma. After Kepley saw the Nutcracker for the first time, she couldn't wait to go back to her ballet class. Kepley recognized two of the older girls dressing for their class. "I saw you in the Nutcracker," Kepley said shyly. "You were great." "Next year you should try out," they said. "It's so much fun." From then on, Kepley paid extra special attention in her ballet class. She wanted to dance beautifully in the Nutcracker. One sunny Saturday, the ballet building was filled with excited girls, all bouncing, fidgeting, and giggling. It was Nutcracker audition day. The girls grew quiet and still as they lined up for their audition. Kepley straightened her number, 215. Her insides felt funny. She didn't know what would happen next. When it was her turn, Kepley's heart was thumping. She remembered to smile and did her best. It was a whole week before the letter from the ballet finally arrived. "Congratulations," it began. Kepley jumped up and down with excitement. She was a doll. They practiced every Saturday, but Kepley didn't dance much. "What do you mean you just stand still?" asked Mom. "I'm supposed to be a doll standing under the Christmas tree," explained Kepley. "So I can't move. Then I'm carried off stage by a giant mouse." "You can't move?" said Mom. "Suppose you have to sneeze." Kepley hadn't thought about that. Sneezing didn't turn out to be a problem, but giggling was. The girls couldn't stop giggling during rehearsal at the theater. After all, it was silly to be carried off stage by a man pretending to be a giant mouse. As they neared the performance date, Kepley was measured, fitted, and photographed. Finally, the girls were ready. Kepley felt very important and professional the day of the first performance. She had a backstage pass and could enter the theater through the stage door. She listened to the music and stage directions on the intercom and knew when it was time to get dressed. All of the dolls felt like princesses in their costumes. It was time to go backstage. It was very dark in the wings. The brightly lit stage looked like a different world. When Kepley heard her cue, she took a deep breath and stepped into the warm light. The lights were blinding. Kepley could feel the music in her chest, and the stage shook underfoot. Suddenly, everything turned sideways as the mouse whisked her off stage. "Good job," whispered the mouse. And that was it. It happened so quickly. Kepley couldn't wait to do it again. Kepley was in a dozen performances of the Nutcracker, each one as exciting as the first. She loved the cocoon of the wings, the costumes, and the lights. Someday, maybe she could dance the waltz of the flowers. But for now, being a doll was a dream come true. I'm going to read my first picture book for you now. It's called The Strange Egg. The thing about picture books is they're easier to understand if you actually have the pictures in front of you, so you might want to run down to the library and check this one out. If you don't have it, you can just think, what does this mean? And then you can see if you're right later when you check the book out. It's called The Strange Egg, and it's by me, Mary Newell DePalma. The little bird flew out of her nest and high above the trees. She noticed something far below. "This is beautiful," she thought. She listened, sniffed, and gently jiggled it. She peeked, pecked, poked, and finally made a great noise to wake it up. "It's a strange egg," she decided. So she sat on it. A monkey watched the little bird. He laughed. "Pardon me," said the bird. "Is this your egg?" "Yes, it is," said the monkey. And he took it. "Oh, no," cried the poor little bird. "Don't worry, silly little bird. This is not an egg. This is an orange." They slurped, munched, squirted, crunched, and spit out the seeds. All too soon the orange was gone. The monkey was sad. The little bird was sad too. But then the little bird peeked, pecked, poked, and lightly pat, pat, patted. Together, she and the monkey watered and watched. "Just wait and see," she said. The monkey and the bird became friends and shared many, many oranges.